If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
And I never tell anybody that I'm a builder by trade. I never put my cards on the table. I want everybody to think that I'm just some dumb preacher. Whenever I have a work, I always wear civic wear when the first meeting, so he think I'm just a dumb preacher. Backfired on me one day. I had a Russian guy work for me, and he was Holy Ghost filled. He asked me, did I go to a church where they spoke in tongues? I said, yes. He said, whoa, that's what we need. I said, oh, glory to God, and we got the speaking in tongues. I want the tongue. Stop talking in tongues and hang my door. Don't think that's going to get you off the hook. Hang that door. You better hang it right if you're speaking in tongues, or I got a tongue for you. And so this guy was there, and I fired him. I fired him because I did not like his work. And the reason I fired him, I said, it doesn't match up to the standard I set when I was doing this work as a living. He was offended. But I fired him. Had I continued to allow him to do it, he would have thought I was comfortable with his mediocrity. I fired him. I said, don't even come back to my house. He said, if anything goes wrong, I give you a year warranty. I said, well, you can take your year warranty and take it out of the house with you, but I don't need anything. I can do it myself. We say to God, God, how long you gonna let them treat me this way? God says, how long you gonna let them treat you that way? When God addresses the mindset of being there too long, he said, now get up and move. He didn't say, ask me if you should move. He said, get up and move. Get up. You've been walking around this thing long enough. You've been going home crying long enough. You've been losing sleep at night long enough. Listen, if this person isn't bringing you joy and helping you sleep, if they're causing you to stay up, then get away from them. You got somebody in your life making you take a sleeping pill or put you on medication so that you can deal with them, and you become discouraged when you have to talk to them. And they're still in your life. And you're waiting. I'm waiting for God to move them out. No, you want God to kill them so that they'll be gone. And he's saying, no, just walk away, Renee. You see, what happens is after a while, people start developing a callus to your situation. And you're not getting any empathy anymore because you continue to remain there. And so after a while, they say to you, if you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. And see, that why do they develop that callus? Because they know you don't want to change. You just want to talk about it. And that's what God is saying. Do you really want to be delivered? Do you really want to be blessed? Do you really want my best? Then why are you sitting there? Now, if you decide to stay there, stop complaining. Say, I enjoy this treatment, Lord. Let it happen more. Raise up some new people. Because I love pain. We had a saying in the Marine Corps that pain was weakness leaving the body. I got a t-shirt home that says that. Pain is weakness leaving the body. I had a teacher ask a question, said, if you had a choice between pain and pleasure, which one would you take? I paused. She said, I've never had a student pause. I paused. She said, why are you waiting? Took me almost 5 minutes. She said, why are you taking so long? I said, because I was taught that pleasure was good, but I was trained that pain is better. Because it removes weaknesses. It lets you know where you broke down. It lets you know what needs to be fixed. And while, by theory, pleasure is good, we seek after pleasure, but pleasure hides pain. You can never find where you need to be delivered or where you need God's hand until something bad happens. David came back to Ziklag and found the whole city burned. He showed you what was in his heart. He sat down and encouraged himself. He didn't blame anybody. They blamed him. And the Bible said David encouraged himself. He didn't pay attention to his detractors. He didn't pay attention to anything they said. These men are sitting out there, and I'm sure that as they were sitting there, people would tell them, why don't you get up and get out of here? You've been sitting here long enough. You were sitting here when my children were young, and you're still sitting here. But you see, they did not know that these men would be the catalyst for the prophetic promise. You don't know who God will use to push you into the next position. Woo! Just because you couldn't make something work doesn't mean it's damned when you leave it. What you do is embrace your time and then embrace the person that's doing it now. Because God is sending a message that you took it as far as you could take it, and now I'm stepping in and I'm going to do something different. If you get all bent out of shape, they said, why should we sit here until we die? Then they became philosophical. Ignorant men becoming philosophical. I can just see them now. Let me tell you something, brother. See, this is the problem. See, we've been institutionalized. See, the man been keeping us down, brother. He not been letting us come into the city. I know what I'm saying, brother. I know what I'm saying. Hold on, chill for a minute, brother. I know what I'm talking about. You see, because, you know, the world, you know, it's just a ball of confusion. You know, when you look around, people moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin. You can run, but you sure can't hide. Speak, brother, speak. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Somebody saying, vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother. Rap on. The more we look, the only person talking about love thy neighbor is the preacher. And ain't nobody interested in learning but the teacher. Air pollution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation. But in spite of all that, the band played on. And they said, if we are going into the city, there's famine in the city. They're worse off than we are. And we'll die there. If we sit here, we're going to die. Now, come on. Let's go to our enemy. If they save us, if they give us food, we're going to live. And if they kill us, we're going to die anyway. All they can do is kill us. But we're going to die anyway. God said, that's just what I was listening for. Some radical faith that's not afraid of consequences or circumstances. And the Bible said they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp, just as they were entering into the boundary, there was no one there. The catalyst has just been enacted. They don't know they're the catalyst for Elisha's prophecy. By the time they get to the camp of the Syrians, it's empty. In other words, the thing that you fear the most is not happening. It doesn't have to come on you like it did Job. You worry about everything. Somebody gets something new, you worry till your whole head turns gray. Keeping up with the Joneses, it's going to make your life a mess. You worry that somebody's going to get ahead of you, that they're going to be paid more than you, that they're going to get more benefits than you, so you demand equality. And the only person who can deal with equality is God. These men decided to go. Listen to this. Oh, God help me. They weren't going to where the Syrians were. They were going where the food was. You have to look beyond people and look at the results. Well, I don't like the person who does worship. I don't care who does worship. I'm not here for the worship leader. I'm here for the one they're telling me to worship. I don't care if a monkey gets up and does worship. I didn't come for the worship.
I came for the object of my worship. I don't care who's singing as long as I'm singing to God. You ain't keeping me out of my church. I'm in here for Jesus. I've come to worship him. He woke me up. I don't care who sits next to me. If you sit next to me, you better be ready for a party. Don't sit next to me if you got a headache. Don't sit next to me if you bougie. You better go sit on the other side. But if you come to the hot side, they did not sit there and wonder what the Assyrians were going to do. They said the most they can do is kill me. But we're going to die anyway. I fought the devil all week, and you mean to tell me that I'm letting some human keep me out of church? If the devil couldn't keep me down, how can a person keep me out of church? Now, you excuse me while I get my praise on. You excuse me while my hands go up. You excuse me while my mouth is filled with worship. You excuse me while tears roll down my face. You excuse me while I get my dance on. You excuse me while I thank God for being so faithful to me. The text says when they reached the boundary of the camp, there was nobody there. It brings about the question, what happened? The Holy Spirit said, for the Lord made the Syrians hear the noise of chariots, horses, and even a great army. And they said one to another, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites, the Egyptians, to come upon us. So they got up. And when did they run? And when did the men get up? Daniel, get up! What do you want, Eric? What do you want? I was sleeping. I need you in my worship service. Come here for a second. What is it, Eric? What do you need? When did God say the answer to your request was sent? He told me the same day I asked. Why did it take 21 days? Because the devil tried to stop my answer, but God had sent the answer, and I was praying based on what I knew, not what was happening. The fact that it was delayed did not tell me to stop praying. I kept praying because I knew that it was coming. It was dispatched the day I asked. When did they hear the noise? The day they got up. You've got to make a step. And when you make that step, God will cause the enemy to back up off you. The devil doesn't want you to make a step. He doesn't want you to try to do better. But God has called us to excellence. You've been here long enough.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.